Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
One of the problems faced by junior colleges and community colleges is the challenge of dealing with the estimated 60% of community college students who are in need of what's called remediation. They need to get up to speed with high school skills. And this has become a real problem for junior colleges, some which have become dumping grounds for remedial students, or at least that's how they describe themselves. The City University of New York's community colleges are a unique collection of institutions, and nearly 80% of their students need remediation. But what sets CUNY apart from other colleges? Beth Fertig is a contributing editor for education at WNYC. Welcome, Beth.
Hello.
The sitcom Community has a great line in it which says, I had to go back to school to get a real degree.
Yeah.
And describe the community's college world as America.
Right.
It's the real world.
It is. It is. And at CUNY, as you mentioned, 80% of the students need at least one remedial class because they barely got through graduation in high school or they needed a GED. And so they are required to take remedial classes in order to become ready for college. But CUNY has a lot of different programs to help them when they need remedial programs. This one that I was studying and reporting on called START is a very unusual program because it takes the ones who need at least two remedial classes in math, English, or writing, and it delays their enrollment so they don't have to spend their money. They can just spend one semester and focus on passing those classes.
They would be using their financial aid or paying out of pocket for those classes. They may fail a class and have to take it a second time. So this could become a very expensive endeavor for a student.
Now, that's the dean in charge of CUNY's START program, Donna Linderman. And that really deals with one of the real disincentives for kids to enter because they feel like they're going to be spending so much money on remediation that they why bother to go to
community
college?
Or worse, they just do it thinking that they can pass as they're taking their regular classes, and then they drop out. And so for $75, this program allows them to take their remedial classes over an intensive period. They're going either full-time or part-time. And then what's been really dramatic is it's shown that in the few years that it's been happening, based on preliminary studies, 51% of the students who enrolled have no need for remedial classes at the end, which means they can start college fresh, pay their tuition, use their tuition assistance without having to take remedial classes. And another 30% passed at least one. So they're still starting better off than if they hadn't gone through this and used their aid.
And here's one of the students who really testifies to the follow-through on the part of CUNY.
They had my back 24/7. No matter where I go through, no matter how stressed I am, no matter how tired I am, no matter how hungry I am, but they just helped me a whole lot. And then that's why I'm able to pass my writing and my math, and I thank God for that.
This is a huge degree of catch-up that CUNY has managed to figure out with this program. How quickly are they able to accomplish this?
Well, it's one semester that they're able to get through this if they can, and more than half are doing it. That was Jimmy Arzu, who had tried college once before, and he flunked out. So he's saying this is different. They had my back. And what he means is this program is very unusual. CUNY developed its own curriculum, hired its own faculty, gives them advisors. That's something that cannot be replicated, though, in a lot of other states, as I discovered, because it's so expensive. New York has a special program to reimburse colleges for students who are continuing education students like this. It's about $2,100 per student. A lot of states don't have that. So spreading this is going to be a big lift nationally, even though it looks very promising.
But it's a serious issue because ostensibly families have paid taxes to have these high school skills given to their children, and they're going to be paying it again when the kids go to college. New York has an innovative program. Beth, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Beth Fertig is contributing editor for education at WNYC.